Welcome to episode 1114 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Faith is often tested in the crucible of difficulty. It is one thing to trust God when everything is going smoothly, but what happens when we encounter hardship? What do we do when circumstances shake our confidence and we are faced with uncertainty? Genesis 12, verses 10 to 20 tells the story of Abram's journey to Egypt, a journey that revealed both his faith and his frailty. Though Abram had trusted God enough to leave his homeland and journey to Canaan, this passage shows that even great men of faith can stumble under pressure. The famine that arose in Canaan forced Abram to make a decision. Would he stay in the land of promise and trust God, or would he take matters into his own hands? His response, leaving Canaan for Egypt, sets the stage for a series of missteps, including deception and compromise. However, despite Abram's failures, we see the enduring faithfulness of God.
Genesis 12, verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land.
God had called Abram out of Ur, led him through Haran, and brought him into Canaan. Abram had obeyed that call. He built altars, worshipped the Lord, and trusted God's promise that this land would belong to his descendants. But suddenly, a famine struck Canaan, a severe one. This is a pivotal moment in Abram's journey. Would he trust the God who led him to Canaan, or would he seek his own solution? Instead of calling on God for provision, Abram chose to go to Egypt. The Bible does not say that God instructed Abram to go there. It simply states that he left. What are some lessons from Abram's crisis? Let me suggest three. 1. God's promises do not exempt us from trials. Abram was exactly where God wanted him to be, yet he still faced a famine. Trials do not mean we are outside of God's will. Rather, they test our faith to see if we will trust him in difficult seasons. 2. Faith must be tested to grow. God had promised Abram descendants and land, but this famine tested whether Abram truly believed that God could sustain him in Canaan. 3. We must seek God before making decisions. Nowhere in this passage does Abram pray, build an altar, or ask for God's guidance. Instead, he reacted out of fear and took matters into his own hands. How often do we do the same? When faced with uncertainty, do we turn to God, or do we rush to human solutions? Many of us have encountered seasons of spiritual famine, times when life feels uncertain, resources seem scarce, and we wonder if we are truly where God wants us to be. The temptation in those moments is to run to escape discomfort by making our own plans. But Abram's story reminds us that faith is about staying the course, even when things get difficult.
Genesis 12, verses 11 to 13. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake."
Upon entering Egypt, Abram faced a new challenge. His wife Sarai was extraordinarily beautiful, and he feared that Egyptian men would kill him to take her. Instead of trusting God, Abram devised his own plan. He instructed Sarai to lie, saying she was his sister. This was partially true, Sarai was his half-sister, but it was fully deceptive. What is the danger of fear-based decisions? Fear leads to compromise. Abram had been called to be a man of faith, yet here he acted out of fear. Fear will always lead us to compromise truth. Deception creates unintended consequences. Abram thought his plan would keep him safe, but instead, it led to Pharaoh taking Sarai into his palace. His lie endangered the very promise God had given him. Faith requires complete trust in God's protection. Abram was afraid for his life, yet he failed to remember that God had already promised to bless him. Fear will always tempt us to take control, but faith calls us to surrender control to God. Have you ever made a decision based on fear? Have you ever compromised your values because you were afraid of the consequences? Abram's story reminds us that trusting in our own schemes rather than God's protection will always lead to trouble.
Genesis 12, verses 17 and 18. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife?"
Abram's deception nearly ruined everything. But even in his failure, God stepped in. He sent plagues upon Pharaoh's household, exposing the truth and forcing Pharaoh to return Sarai to Abram. Instead of punishing Abram, Pharaoh rebuked him and sent him away with all his possessions. God demonstrates mercy even in the midst of our failures. God intervenes even when we make mistakes. Abram should have trusted God from the beginning, but God still protected him and Sarai. Sin often brings rebuke from the world. It is ironic that Pharaoh had to correct Abram, pointing out the dishonesty of God's chosen servant. When we fail to act with integrity, even unbelievers may call us out. God is faithful even when we are not. Abram left Egypt with more wealth than when he arrived, a testimony to God's grace rather than Abram's wisdom.
Cries of hunger throughout the day. The camp looks to me to lead the way. Famine in the land, heart filled with doubt. Turn to my own plans to figure it out. Egypt calls with golden light, but shadows grow in dead of night. I speak a lie, I play it safe, forgetting love, forgetting grace. Could have trusted, should have known, God protects what he has shown. Canaan's promise still stands true, though earth is cracked, ground won't renew. But even when I lose my way, you remain, you stay the same. Place. Could have trusted, should have known, God protects what he has shown. Canaan's promise still stands true, though earth is cracked, ground won't renew.
What can we learn from Abram's failure and God's mercy? Trust God in every crisis. Just as Abram should have trusted God in the famine, we must trust him in our own trials. Instead of relying on human wisdom, we should seek his guidance. Do not let fear lead you to compromise. Fear can make us act in ways that dishonor God. Whether it is lying, cheating, or avoiding difficult situations, compromise is never the solution. God's grace is greater than our failures. Even when we mess up, God remains faithful. He does not abandon us in our failures, but calls us back to trust in him. Abram's journey to Egypt reveals that even the strongest believers can falter when fear takes hold. Instead of seeking God during the famine, he sought his own solutions. Instead of trusting in God's protection, he relied on deception. But in the end, God's mercy prevailed. He rescued Abram and Sarai, ensuring that his covenant promise would remain intact. We too will face moments of crisis. We will have times where fear whispers louder than faith. But let us remember, God is faithful even when we fail. When we put our trust in him, rather than in our own plans, we will see his hand guiding, providing, and protecting us. Abram's journey to Egypt reveals that even the strongest believers can falter when fear takes hold. Instead of seeking God during the famine, he sought his own solutions. Instead of trusting in God's protection, he relied on deception. But in the end, God's mercy prevailed. He rescued Abram and Sarai, ensuring that his covenant promise would remain intact. We, too, will face moments of crisis. We will have times where fear whispers louder than faith. But let us remember, God is faithful even when we fail. When we put our trust in him, rather than in our own plans, we will see his hand guiding, providing, and protecting us. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness even when our faith is weak. Teach us to trust you in times of trial and to rely on your wisdom instead of our own understanding. When fear tempts us to compromise, remind us that you are our refuge. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.